Disney's Aladdin shows very few similarities to the original tale, and more similarities to some other more recent stories. The two most notable stories that Disney's Aladdin borrows from is the 1940 film The Thief of Baghdad, and especially the 1993 animated film The Thief and the Cobbler. Now, you're saying, wait, hold up there, mister. Aladdin was released in 1992 and The Thief and the Cobbler was released in 93, so how was Disney borrowing from that? Well, The Thief and the Cobbler, directed, co-written, and co-produced by Canadian animator Richard Williams, has a long, troubled history that I'll summarize as briefly as I can. Williams worked for 28 years on this movie. Beginning production in 1964, he intended The Thief and the Cobbler to be his masterpiece and a milestone in the art of animation. Due to independent funding and its complex animation, The Thief and the Cobbler was in and out of production for over two decades, until Williams, buoyed by his success as an animation director on Who Framed Roger Rabbit, signed a deal in 1988 to have Warner Brothers finance and distribute the film. But negotiations broke down when the production went over budget and behind schedule, and Williams was unable to complete the film on time. As Warner Brothers later pulled out, a completion bond company assumed control of The Thief and the Cobbler and had it finished without Williams' involvement. In the process, they completely re-edited the film, removing many of Williams' scenes and adding songs and voiceovers to make it more marketable. Read, to make it more like Disney's Aladdin. The revised final film was split into two alternate versions. One was issued in Australia and South Africa in 1993 as The Princess and the Cobbler, and the other in the United States in 1995 as Arabian Night. And later on, they released it under the film's original title on home video. Neither of them resemble what Richard Williams had intended, but here's the cool thing. Over the years, companies and people, including Roy Disney, had discussed restoring the film as closely as possible to its original intended version, but none of those projects have come to pass. In 2006, filmmaker Garrett Gilchrist released an unofficial restoration known as the Recobbled Cut to the internet, intending to create a high-quality edit of the film which would mirror Williams' original intent as closely as possible. Many critics have accused The Thief and the Cobbler of being an Aladdin ripoff. On the internet, people like this grow on trees. If you go to Netflix and look up The Princess and the Cobbler, you'll see a huge mob of people calling it an Aladdin ripoff, and a handful of folks who actually know the film's history. The character designs and some of the plot elements in Aladdin borrow heavily from The Thief and the Cobbler, and there's no denying that. But these are creative people. Why would they so blatantly take stuff from one film to make another? Several of the animators overseeing Aladdin had originally worked on The Thief and the Cobbler, and who knew if that film would ever be finished? So were the people who had worked on Cobbler, who were also working on Aladdin, trying to keep the spirit of The Thief and the Cobbler, this 28-year labor of love, alive by applying some character designs and story elements? Or were they just being lazy and unoriginal and ripping it off? You decide.